After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from an inmate at a correctional facility. Three charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
How you doing, honey?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, just trying to get Matthew to go to sleep.
Yeah? What all kids do you have tonight?
Mariah, Malia, Robert, Amelia, and Matthew.
Oh, okay. Your attorney didn't show up today.
She didn't?
Nope.
Hmm. Yeah, he did good today.
How's he doing?
Fine, running around. We came home and took a nap. We got home probably around 11. We slept until 2:30.
Was it up inside of him?
He has 4 incisions on him, on his belly.
Oh my gosh.
And guess what?
What?
It was in his abdomen. They had to go in his belly button with a camera because it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Oh my gosh.
So they went in, made an incision on his belly button. It's in his abdomen. And since it was there and not where it's supposed to be, they had to separate blood vessels or something. So now they have to wait 6 months and then bring it down. So they have to do another surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor little baby. Doesn't hurt too much?
I've been keeping him on Tylenol, but he's been running around and doing everything he always does, climbing on everything.
Poor little guy.
But he was so good. He whined a little bit after he was when he was coming out of the anesthesia, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him a drink, and he drank like 2 sippy cups full of juice right then because he couldn't have anything before. He was
mm-hmm.
so thirsty.
Aww.
He ate a little bit, a little cracker and a little muffin, and then we took him home. They didn't make us wait around or anything. And he fell asleep when we got to Richland. So he slept from Richland all the way home, and then he slept till 2:30.
Yeah.
But he's getting tired. He's laying down on the couch right now. Oh, he's almost out. He did really good. I had your mom take Carly.
Yeah.
I didn't want her picking him up and stuff.
Yeah, right.
They have these little things on them that are, like, really tight to skin bandages. So they can't, I mean, they don't come off. You can't take a bath till the 10th or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they just come off on their own.
Okay.
The one on his belly button, I think it's just from him moving around and stuff, just bleeding a little underneath there.
Yeah.
So. Good. I think we're going to come early tomorrow.
What time?
Probably 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
As long as there's a spot available.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Carol to Colleen's Faithfully Simple Party.
You're going to do what?
Go with Carol to Colleen's Tastefully Simple Party. I needed more Wahoo chili mix, and I was going to give Carol money. She's like, why don't you just come with me? I'm like, eh, if I can get a baby.
What is that for?
It's like they sell dips and beer bread and, you know, all that crazy stuff. You know that chili powder stuff that I put in the chili?
Yeah.
That's from Tastefully Simple.
Mm.
And I'm almost out of it, so I wanted more.
Gotcha. Did my mom get a hold of Jeff?
Yeah. He said he's going to go up and talk to her personally.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also writing a letter.
Is he going to come?
She was going to have him call her back with what he found out. or what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So she was waiting for that phone call.
When was he going to see her?
She got a letter from Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. She let me read it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, they need to give you a chance to prove that you can do this program. And
well, I would do all of that, that's for sure.
Laura got back with me, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she took the day off work and everything.
Awesome. I hope Jeff sends a letter and comes and says something.
He said he was going to talk to her on his own first.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Anything else?
Let me think. I don't think so. She's dealing with Matthew most of the day.
Not so bad. Yeah, I feel bad too. They stopped giving me the trazodone.
They what?
They stopped giving me the trazodone.
Why?
They said the other nurse said they don't need it. I'm just like, what in the heck?
Huh.
The other nurse and the lady from mental health said it would be a good idea, and if not on their drug list, that I couldn't have it, so it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I tried to call Tom today, but he wasn't in.
Yeah.
Doctor drew a smiley face on Matthew's belly. You know how I got the picture of you and Jack both with your thumbs up?
Mm-hmm.
I got Matthew. Should have been working on it with him, but tried to get him to do a thumbs up, but he put his, like, fist out at me, so I took the picture. But he wasn't laying on the bed.
So cute.
They have these pagers that are, like, you know, if at restaurants, the ones that light up and vibrate when your table's ready.
Mm-hmm.
They have those that send you text messages throughout the whole surgery.
Hmm.
It's like one of them vibrated and it said, surgery has begun, doing well. And it texts you throughout the thing and then it texts you when it's in recovery.
That's nice.
When you can go back and see them.
Poor little baby brother. Glad he's so hardy and doing good, though.
Yeah. He's a healthy little guy, so he came right out of it.
Yeah.
Kid across the way in the recovery room was eating popsicles. I think that was making Matthew a little upset.
Yeah.
He's like, where's my popsicles? I love you.
I love you too. Miss you.
Miss you too.
I've been praying and praying. I just want them to give me this chance to show. And if I don't do everything they say, there's no room for error. If I don't do anything they say, they're going to put me in prison for a long time.
Right.
You know, I don't know why I wouldn't try. I do good here. I mean, I'm interacting with everybody. I'm not a threat. I'm not loud. I'm not, you know, good. You should see if mom can help for you tomorrow too. Somebody could always go to Walmart or something, or I don't know.
Yes, I don't know. Tom had to work tonight.
No, okay. That's all right.
I got his birthday party Sunday, and you go shopping for it.
Whose birthday? The kids?
Yeah, Carly and Tyler.
Yeah.
Doing their party. I'm going to try to get a real tree this year. Maybe Matthew won't touch it if it's open. But the way he was today after his surgery, pulling the stuff out of the cupboards and the movies are all out. And I was just like, dang, kid.
I hope you start videotaping all this. I don't want to miss it.
I know.
It's the saddest thing to think about.
He took Kleenexes out of the Kleenex box and went over and started wiping Sienna down.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
My mom's going to use the video camera. She needs it for something, and then I'll start videotaping everything.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Be really good.
The doctor today remembered that I had a bunch of kids.
How do you remember?
But I don't know how he remembered that. I've only seen him once. I mean, my own doctors don't remember that. He says, oh, you got a light day today. Where's the other seven? I'm like, school and home.
Good memory.
And then he prayed with us before Matthew's surgery. Yeah.
Oh, that's
he said, would you like me to pray? I said, sure.
Did he do the prayer?
Yeah, he did it.
You should send him a little note and say how nice that was. He should, really, because that's awesome.
Kind of scared me when they came out, because they hadn't said he's in recovery or anything. And I knew there were two doctors doing it, because one was a resident. Helping the guy. But three doctors came walking out towards me, and I'm like, oh, great, now what?
I would lose it. I would totally lose it if something would happen.
Me too. And that's like a crowded waiting room. I mean,
yeah.
Oh. You did really good, though.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
He had a little IV in his hand. And
yeah.
He only pulled on it once.
That's good. I love you so much. I miss you. Tell all the kids how much I love them. Miss them.
We read our letters again tonight.
I'm doing good. What?
Carly had me read her letter to her again tonight.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Keep reading it. So I had to read it like twice, and then she wanted someone else to read it.
Sorry, I don't want to talk about it right now. Don't make me cry. Find out from mom before you come about what Jeff had to say and stuff. But she probably didn't see her today, I'm sure. I won't be able to see her at all, really, but hopefully he does.
Yeah. Hopefully.
You get my letter yet?
No.
She'll get it tomorrow.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
I hate to say goodbye to you.
What?
I hate to say goodbye.
I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
Keep praying hard for everybody like I am.
Keep your chin up, honey.
I will, I am.
Keep praying.
Just miss you and the kids a lot. I'm going to keep praying. I won't stop. But I love you, miss you, and I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
I love you too, and I miss you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.